Good morning, everyone. Welcome to.
Oh, you got to wait for that.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Miss Worth It Speaks. This is Miss Get Up, and I have Miss Worth It too.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Miss Get Up?
I'm good. So today's topic.
I'm sorry. I was getting ready to ask. Go ahead.
Oh, you ready for this topic, everybody? So today's topic is sex and pain. It feels so good, it hurts.
Honey, yes. Sex feels so good till it hurts. And our listeners, I hope you're listening this morning. And if you're not, when you check out the recording, please, please comment. Because this is a topic that we must talk about. That's always a must to talk about. And that we'll continue to talk about for probably a couple of weeks, or a couple of shows. Right, Ms. Get Up?
That's correct.
Yes. So sex and pain. And all of you know, at least I know, that when you're having sex outside of the will of God, so much pain is involved. And I'm just going to let Ms. Get Up kind of get started with her thoughts on that process. Like, because I'm telling you, this show probably should have been an hour, but that's why we're going to continue it for a couple of more sessions. So Ms. Get Up, starting off, what's your thoughts about this? Sex and pain. Feels so good that it hurts.
Yes. So we have both been married before, so we know the bonds of marriage and what goes on in a marriage. However, there are times when people outside of marriage, single people or through other relationships, are having sex. And that sex is something powerful, and people don't understand the power of what you're doing when you are giving your body to someone else. That in itself is just a whole act of letting yourself be one with someone else. And when you do that, and you're not married to the person, there can be a lot of things that can go wrong. For example,
exactly. I like the fact, Ms. Get Up, excuse me, I like the fact that you say, now y'all know I'm 50 this year, I'm getting old, but as you talk about how it's basically not connected, you know, connecting in a wrong way. I like that. But go ahead.
Yeah. So when you're connecting to someone in this way, a lot of things can go wrong, and that's what can cause pain. So you're laying with someone that you might not even know well. And when you're having a sexual bond with someone, you're giving your body to them, and you're also giving part of yourself to them. And then you take a part of that person with you, which can cause you to have soul ties that are not good.
Yes.
You want to have soul ties with your husband or your wife, but just laying down with anybody and getting up and just taking a piece of that person with, that's the issue. It also can cause you, when that relationship is over, you just can't get over it. Because you lay with this person, giving yourself to them. You can't get over it. You don't know what you want to do. Just confused. Can't let the person go. Still trying to hang on to the relationship. And also, when you're laying down with people unprotectedly, you can have children. And you don't even know who you're having children with until it's too late. It should be a application before you have kids anyway. But still. You just laying
Did
down
you
with people.
Did you say an application just get up?
It should. So I just know, you know, oh, just why this child act like that, because your daddy crazy. Maybe he checked this box. I should have looked back on him.
And Miss Get Up, you're right. You know, we connect with one another, and you definitely spoke correctly and in grand detail about how this connection is like a soul tie, because God created sex, but he created sex for a husband and a wife. So real quickly, let me just bring out what the Bible says about sex before marriage. Okay, so there's no Hebrew or Greek word used in the Bible that precisely refers to sex before marriage. The Bible undeniably condemns adultery and sexual immorality. Okay, so adultery is sex with a spouse, a husband and a married person having sex outside of the marriage with someone that's not the spouse. Of course, fornication is having sex without being married. Okay, so, but is sex before marriage considered sexually immoral? According to 1 Corinthians 7:2, it is. It says it very clearly. But since there is so much immortality, each man should have his own wife. Okay, listeners, and I know, you know, some of my listeners may be, you know, bisexual, you know, whatever, gay, whatever. Look, I'm not knocking you. I have my own set of sins that I have to deal with that I'm working on getting straight. Like, I've accomplished, or not accomplished, I've conquered for years now being celibate, you know, Miss Get Up. So that's one sin I had to get over. So I was fornicating, so I had to get that straight. So I've conquered that one. You know, I took that back and understand my worth and my value. So I'm no longer sleeping with a boyfriend or my man, as we say, or our boo. If he ain't going to be my husband, then guess what? And he ain't going to get it before then. If we don't say I do, guess what? I'm going to be single till I leave this place now, because I'm not about to do it anymore. So I have my own set of sins for you all who do different things. Don't think I'm condemning you, because that's for God to do. And if you read the word, open it honestly, you can say, I'm sinning. And that's the key, Ms. Get Up. We have to just be honest about what we're doing and stop acting like, well, you know, what the Bible say don't refer to us, especially the homosexuals that's Christians. It refer to you just like it refer to me when they talk about fornication when I was out there fornicating. It refer to you just like it refer to me when it's talking about don't be lying and stealing. It refers to us, okay? So, because I don't want no backlash. I'm just keeping it 100 according to what the word said. And this ain't misworded word. This God's divine word from the Bible. So 1 Corinthians 7:2. But since there is so much immortality, each man should have his own wife. And each woman should have her own husband. So a wife is a female. A husband is a male. So right here he says that's who should go together, a man and a woman. In this verse, basically Paul states that marriage is the cure for sexual immorality. He also is implying and stating in 1 Corinthians 7:2, it's essentially saying that cannot control themselves. And so many are having immoral sex outside of marriage, people should get married. Then they can fulfill their passions in a moral way. God created Adam and Eve, the first man, first woman, and that's the guideline, that's the pattern that we're supposed to follow. And so what he's saying, and here Paul is explaining that, look, if you're going to be immortal, I mean, cause immortality in your life, get married. Get that person that you connect with in the mind, spiritually, mentally, and then physically y'all can connect once you say I do. Now, there's a show with Reverend Run and Tyrese, and I haven't seen it yet. I'm so mad I've missed both Fridays, Miss Get Up. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. Missed it.
Okay, well, they're getting deep down and ugly with it. But here, there's two views. There's Reverend Run, who's a Christian, and I love this guy. He stands by his word and by the word of God. And then there's Tyrese, who is a Christian, who's still struggling with being celibate. And his thing is, not how can you get married first and then have sex? Suppose the sex is bad. There's no such thing as bad sex. Because when you get with the woman that you marry, God said, he who findeth a wife find it a good thing. That's when, like Reverend Run said, you communicate, you talk. This is what I like, this is what I do, this is how it works. But so don't be deceived by the enemy, because that's what having these brothers and sisters who are talking about, I got to taste the goods first and all that. You're being deceived by the enemy. if you follow the plan of God, the sex will be great. And Ms. Gibb, I'm going to be honest with you, and we both know, you done been there with a husband.
Mm-hmm.
You done been there without a husband. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep it 100. I remember the sex with a husband. Come on now. And was nothing wrong with it. Okay? And the key is this. The sex that's outside of the will of God, it's not just about the sex. It's about the whole total package, the emotional part of it, the godly part of it, how you look at this man and this man looks at this woman deeper than just a fix of what you're feeling, that quick fix, because that fix would be gone in a second, and then you move on to the next one. So it's important, as you said, that we understand from a biblical sense what God is saying. Any comments on that, Ms. Get Up, before I go on?
Oh, I agree with what you are saying, absolutely. And yeah, when you have a husband that you're having sex with, there's no confusion about what's going on. There's no thinking about, oh my gosh, what is he thinking? Oh my goodness, this. Oh, I wonder where he's at. Oh, is he with someone else? I mean, well, he shouldn't be with nobody else if he got us. I'm just saying, though. But it alleviates a lot of confusion when you're with your spouse. You don't have all these questions and confusing, conflicting emotions, because you're with your spouse and they belong to you and you belong to them, you know. So that's all I have for that one.
Exactly. And so when you're, because it's there, like I said, there's more to it when you're connecting with one another spiritually. God is going to do some remarkable things with that relationship. So you're not just connecting physically. You're connecting spiritually, you're connecting emotionally and mentally. And so going back to what you was talking about, how those soul ties connect, and a soul tie is like a linkage in the soul realm between two people. So for those of you who are listening don't understand that, it links your soul together, which can bring forth both beneficial results or, as Ms. Get Up said, negative results. Some of the negative effects of a soul tie is where a soul tie can also be used for the devil's advantage. So soul ties formed from sex outside of marriage causes a person to become defiled. Defiled. And I know that there are some gay people think that once they get married, then their marriage is holy. But I'm only saying according to the Bible that I use. And if you're a Christian, that's the same Bible, the Holy Bible you use, the King James, the New Version, whatever versions, it's still the same. The word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The word doesn't change to conform to what we do today. So if you if you're connected like that, then he says it's supposed to be a man and a woman. So when you're married, there is a connection. And that, I'm sorry if we had a break in there. I made a mistake and hit my button. That connection will be spiritual when you're married and have positive effects. But when you're not married, it has negative effects. And that's what the soul ties are talking about. In Genesis 34, 2 and 3, it says, "And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul cleaved unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel and spoke kindly unto the damsel." See, his soul was craving for her, but he defiled her. And that was ungodly because it wasn't his wife. David craved Bathsheba from across the court, saw her body, took her, lay with her, and guess what? The baby died. Now, I'm not saying all babies die because of sin. I'm just saying with David, God took that firstborn son because David had done so much wrong. Not only did he lay with this married woman, but then he had her husband killed so he could try to cover it up when she was pregnant. See, this stuff is deeper than what we think. It's deeper than that quick feeling of letting go. You know what I'm saying, Miss?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, we want to release that feeling, ooh, 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 and all that foolishness, but that foolishness comes with a cost. And so the positive effects of a soul tie in a godly marriage, Miss Getta, God links the two together, and the Bible tells us that they become one flesh. So married couples, while you out there talking this, you know, I'm grown, I'm this, and women who, I heard men say this, women, I ain't bashing you, but I've heard men say, you know, their wives be talking about, I got a headache, I work hard today, I ain't got time for this and all that. Your body belongs to your husband, and his body belongs to you. And you should not tell each other no unless you come together in agreement. For instance, if you're sick, real sick, not no headache, because you could get rid of that headache. Probably you get some from your husband, the headache will be gone.
If you get some, your headache will go away, for real.
Honey, that headache will go away. Come here, daddy. Or whatever y'all grown folks say, y'all know. I know, too, back in the day. But, you know, unless you're really sick, and you agree, or, you know, that time of month, you come together and talk about that, or your husband is away for work, or you're away for work in this time, because women be gone a lot with their jobs. You know, I know we've been there. So
yeah.
These soul ties can create so many problems, okay? And so, however, as a result of them becoming one flesh, this binds you together, y'all. When your husband and wife, it binds you together. And they cleave unto one another in a unique way, not in a obsessive, I kill you way, but in a very unique way. And the purpose of this cleaving is to build a very healthy, strong, and close relationship between a man and a woman. So if that's the reason the soul tie can be positive when you with your husband, think of the negative effects, as we said. You cleave into the wrong person because you're not even married, so you're not one flesh. And so you're cleaving, which means that cleavage can turn dangerous. So in Matthew 19:5, it says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, a man, and shall cleave to his wife, a woman, and the twain shall be one flesh." They become the soul, one flesh. Soul ties can also be found in close, strong, or close relationships, friendships. They're not just limited to marriage, as we can see with King David and Jonathan. And if y'all know the story, King David and Jonathan were real good friends. And Jonathan's father was trying to kill David, and Jonathan protected his friend because he knew his dad was wrong. So, and I would like to say I have soul ties to my friend, Miss Get Up, my bestie, and my friend, Miss Carr, Miss Cece, Chelsea Carr. And our soul ties, it allows us to have a healthy relationship because we're all Christians. You know, and even when we do wrong, we can come to one another. We laugh together. We love together. We love each other, so we laugh together. We cry together. You know, we're there for one another. And so we have to be really careful with these soul ties. And so that's the spiritual perspective of it. I do want to throw some other little things out there before Ms. Get Up jump back in. When we're talking about sex, we're also encouraging people to overcome your sexual temptations when you're not married and learn what the benefits of abstaining from sexual sins are. And those benefits deal with your daily life. One, having babies outside of marriage. You don't want to, you know, it's a common thing, but it shouldn't be because there are costs, there are penalties with that. Like Ms. Get Up said in the beginning, you know, babies, you wonder why this person got this terrible attitude. Well, you was married to, you were sleeping with a dude with a nasty attitude. You need to know who you're sleeping with. So your child come here because that seed is a barrier, and your child come here with stuff from you and him. You need to be very careful about the person you bring the child into the world with. And I'm sure if people want to be honest, we love y'all children, okay? You love your children, but if you want to be honest, you can say, I had to do some praying, some anointing, and some covering over that child, honey. You know, and brothers too. You wondering, you messing with this chick, and she loud and always causing trouble and disrespectful. Well, and then you had that little girl, that little boy, and you wonder why they, right there. Think about it. Also, being receiving advancements in spiritual sense and in the worldly sense. You know, abstaining from sexual sins can cause you to be blessed in that area where God is going to promote you and bless you. But also, you have a focus in the world of doing what's right, you know. You become productive. You make things happen in a productive way. But when you're not, then all of that is chaos. You know, I have a nephew, Miss Getup. As soon as I got to New Orleans, I see him one day, and he's talking about a situation with him and his girl. I'm like, child, you don't want to do nothing with that situation because that's all you're doing is talking about it, but you're still there. And then shacking up, living together. Oh, it's just all a mess. But okay, so we gave you some spiritual tips. Take them or leave them. Doesn't matter. It does matter to me, but not to the point where I'm about to be mad at you. I'm just going to keep praying for you like I had to pray for myself, and my friends had to pray for me, and other people had to pray for me. So take it or leave it. It's your choice. Don't be mad at me and Ms. Getup, because most of what I said was definitely, and what Ms. Getup said was from the Bible, okay? So we just keeping it real. So sex, to feel so good that it hurts. That thing, to feel so good, and then you even got a disease. That's the hurt.
Woo!
Come on now, because, honey, I know folks ain't around here protecting themselves because I can tell by how many babies people have. And I know some of y'all listening that's friends of mine and related to me, and y'all probably like, is that helpful talking about me? Yeah, I am. Because you got 5, 6, 7 kids, and all these different baby daddies, baby mamas. So that means you wasn't protecting yourself, right, Ms. Getup? Because how else you got
that? That's right, and that causes a whole bunch of pain right there. Ooh.
Come on, talk about it, girl.
Well, I just have one kid's father, but my friends and family, they have, you know, like Ms. Worthy was saying, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, some of them, children's mamas. Well, I really got 8, but I love you. I love
wow.
you, though. That's my cousin.
I know.
Love you, cousin.
We love you,
cousin. I love you, cousin. And, you know, friends have 3 or 4, you know, kids and all of got different daddies from our, you know, girlfriends or whatever. But when you do that, like you were saying, when you cleave unto somebody that you're with physically, intimately, so now you it's a piece of you with all of these other people, like you giving yourself away to these 6 or 7 different men or women, and you have parts of them. And then when you get ready to get married, you know, when you get ready to get married and you find that one man or one woman that God has sent to you to be your wife, it's a bunch of confusion.
Because, girl, now that new person, the man, oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Getup, this thing is hot, girl. You know
we got to continue
this for a couple of weeks. But, honey, now you done brought me into your foolishness where you done had these babies outside of wedlock and these baby daddies, and now you want me to conform to your foolishness. She coming over when she wants to, just showing up at your house, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to be okay with that. Or she calls it, you spending money on your wife, honey, what about these kids? Girl, now I'm not talking about the brothers or the sisters who ain't doing right by their kids, but I know you, Miss Getup. I know,
mm-hmm.
and I know you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know some folks who doing right. And
yeah.
that baby mama or that baby daddy is a hater. They all trying to cause confusion. But see, that's your fault. Because you should have wrapped it up or made sure he wrapped it up, taped it up, whatever. As a matter of fact, what you should have done, what you should have done was not lay with him in the first place or lay with her in the first place.
Exactly.
That's some of the pain. See, we don't realize what that pain, what it means by the sex feels so good that it hurts. That's the hurt. Because after, come on now, I ought to be a singer. I'll make a song. After the good and the and all of that,
my Lord.
After all of that, then now you with his ugly self. I can't stand that low down dirty. He ain't Jack. He ain't this. Mm-hmm. And she ain't nothing but a scallywag. She a this, she a that. Well, guess what? So are you, because you laid with him. Oh, good God of mine.
Exactly.
You laid with him. Now, Miss Getup, I got two sets of baby daddies. My first husband and my second husband. Uh-huh. The first husband and the second husband. Okay, so check this out. The issue is, I know what that hurt feel like. Because you didn't marry this man. Okay, you got these kids. And then you and this man ain't together no more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't allow drama to come to my next husband. I didn't allow that. Mm-mm. See, I straightened that mess out. We ain't going to have none. You're not about to come here and pull no cords, no strings. And I didn't have that issue anyway. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have that issue anyway. So, with my two youngest kids, when I tell you, and their dad got on my nerves after we split up, and I know him or his girlfriend may hear this, and that's fine. I don't care. It's the truth. He act like a plum fool, like he didn't realize he still had his firstborn children, his firstborn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tripping, drinking, doing whatever he was doing. Being, you know, he went through some things. But here's the thing. I'm still grateful that I had my two children with him, because this guy had some awesome, amazing qualities. He had a great character. Now, true, he went on a binge. You know, something happened personal in his life, and, you know, it took him somewhere. And apparently he just didn't put his faith in God to know how to handle it at that time. And even for me as his wife, you know, I was young. I didn't know how to stand in there and work with him with that situation. You know, I had never experienced something like that. So, you know, I'm just like, okay, you acting crazy. God bless you. Love you. Moving on. However, I see a lot of him in my two children all the time. One of the things I love, and it's just one of the characteristics that I really love with my two children, Miss Get Up. They're slow, especially that boy. He thinks before he speaks. And I know our time running out, and I'm going to let you have these closing remarks. He's wise, and the enemy is trying to take that from my king. But he ain't going to take it, because, baby, God has a plan for that boy. But he get that from his dad, because I used to be headstrong. I say anything coming to my mind, anything, to anybody, but they dad didn't. He was mild spoken. It took a lot to make this dude go off. And my kid, especially my son. My daughter, she has that quality at times. But it's there. She just has to work on it. But you gotta love the character of the person that you lay with, so that when your children come, you'll be proud. And I'm proud of my three children. You know, they go ahead, Miss Get Up, bring it to an end.
All righty. So we talked about sex today. We're gonna continue that topic. Feeling so good that it hurts, and continue on this conversation with kids' mothers and kids' fathers and all those issues as well. But in your spare time, go to missworthit.com and check out her book that she has written. And we love y'all, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
Yes, thank you so much for joining Miss Worth It Speaks with Miss Worth It and Miss Get Up, talking about sex and the hurt and the pain that it caused. Check us out on Monday night, 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock your time maybe, and call in. But please leave your comments as you see this at YouTube, Miss Worth It. Thank you. And just have an amazing, amazing Saturday. I know I am, Miss Get Up. I'm going to the parade. So you enjoy your day. And remember, think before you lay down with anybody. Think before you just engage. Miss Get Up has three children by her husband at that time. And I'm telling you, there are good qualities in him that she speak about that has reflected in her children's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful. And first of all, trust God. marry the man or the woman, and then you'll be in right standing. It's been great. We love you. Have a great day. All right, Miss Get Up.